Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jim Wu, your humble band announcer. If your cell phones and other electronic gadgets are turned off, I welcome you to our annual spring concert. We are nearing the end of our 22nd season as your community band. While ensembles of wind and percussion instruments have been around for several centuries, the American Concert Band was born during the Civil War, as military bands were used to boost morale. After the war, musicians formed bands in their own communities. Some became well-known composers and had their own touring groups. The most famous of these was John Philip Sousa, America's March King. In the community band tradition, our conductor has prepared a varied program for your enjoyment. The music, like you, the audience, represents many countries and cultures. Now please welcome our maestro, Tom Narciso. Band music has long been part of the drama and excitement of sporting events. On the international scene, the Olympic Games have been a favorite inspiration for composers. Samuel R. Hazel, born in 1966, has had an extensive career as a composer, director, and teacher. His first symphonic composition was written to express the intense glory and pain of the Olympics, while musically tying themes with a historic Greek feeling. The composer has written, "This is a tone poem of a race from the initial adrenaline surges through the threshold of pain to the ending struggle to victory." The band opens with Olympiada.
Thank you.
For thousands of years, Chinese culture was dominated by the teachings of the philosopher Confucius. His philosophy of life held that music was meant not to amuse, but to purify one's thoughts to serve as a calming influence. With emphasis on melody and tone color, they used instruments like fiddles, zithers, banjos, flutes, panpipes, mouth organs, and a variety of clappers, drums, and gongs. If you have attended a Chinese opera, you are familiar with it. In recent years, China has been exposed to more so-called Western music, but we have heard more of theirs, thanks to an increase in local ensembles and touring groups. Our next selection comes from a minority group in China known for its beautiful melodies, originally composed for traditional instruments to depict the daily life of village people. This is a special arrangement for a concert band. Here is a legend from Yao.
Thank you.
As concert bands became popular after the Civil War, so did marches, not only in America, but around the world. In the United States, John Philip Sousa is considered the March King. In Great Britain, this honor belongs to Kenneth J. Alfred, the pen name of Major Frederick Ricketts, born in 1881, died in 1945. Enlisting in the Army by lying about his age, he rose in the ranks to have a successful career as a military bandmaster. Although Alfred wrote only 18 marches, they are all masterpieces. His selection from 1941 is dedicated to the memory of General Charles Gordon, the British leader of the Anglo-Egyptian garrison in Khartoum, the capital of Sudan, besieged for 10 months in a Sudanese uprising in 1885. The entire unit was massacred just 2 days before a relief expedition arrived. The band now plays the stately Army of the Nile. Russian composers often faced harsh criticism from the authorities if their music was not politically correct and suitable for the masses. Reinhold Gleyre, who had Belgian parents, was born in 1875, died in 1956. With emphasis on the violin and composition at the Moscow Conservatory, he was a talented composer, able to, as it were, cut his cloth to the political winds. The Red Poppy was one of the first successful post-World War I ballets to come out of Russia. It is set in an Americanized treaty port in China, with action designed as Soviet propaganda of the period. The principal figure is a Chinese dancer who always wears a red poppy. From that ballet, here is the fiery Russian Sailor's Dance. Regularly at these concerts, we feature ensembles within the band. In recent years, you have heard the trombones, horns, trumpets, and saxophones in various mix and match combinations. Today, we feature our largest group, the clarinets. Included are the standardized instrument, plus a bass clarinet and a contrabass clarinet. Directed by their section leader, Elizabeth Anderson, they present the four selections as listed on your program. Please welcome the clarinets.
Thank you. For our last selection, we will do The Entertainer, which has been arranged by our guest clarinetist, or temporary clarinetist from France, Romain Fauré. Let's stand up.
Actually, it is not exactly Fauré, because the previous play was from Gabriel Fauré, and my name is Romain Faure, which is different. different spelling.
Sorry.
Before we break for our intermission, I have a few announcements, and the clarinets, if you want to reorganize and leave the stage, that's okay. Do you have an encore? A few announcements before our break. On behalf of Community Services, we thank you for your food donations. On behalf of the band, we thank you for your cash donations. You all know we have this beat-up old tuba by the front door where you can deposit your donations. We are completely nonprofit, self-supporting, no paid staff, and depend on your donations to keep us going. Refreshments will be available in the lobby. One final item. I talked to our timpanist, Carolyn Manning, a few years back, and I said, you know, I see your husband here at all these concerts. What instrument does he play? He said, he didn't play an instrument, but I think I could recruit him to help us with behind-the-scenes work. So for years, Mike Angles has been using his brain, brawn, and vehicles to transport all the percussion, stands, chairs, and whatever other instruments and equipment needed back and forth between the practice facilities and the concert venues. So Mike, on behalf of the band, they have a little token of appreciation for you. I was advised that we have a special group of students from St. Francis High School in Mountain View who are here not only to attend the concert, but to write a report on it. So band members, shape up. Where are those students from St. Francis High School? Let's see you. Thank you for coming. I hope you enjoy the program. That's where, if you guys retire, that's where we get our new members. The spring season brings forth warmer weather and a host of events for family entertainment. In various communities, the Cherry Blossom Festival is an annual highlight. Last weekend, we had our own in Cupertino, which featured the 200 cherry trees, which were gifts from the sister city, Toyokawa, Japan. At these events, music is always a highlight, especially taiko drum groups. In ancient Japanese society, taiko drums were dominant, and the drummers were considered true artists. Our next selection is a collection of tunes which were popular in Japan and arranged by the composer, the Wind Band. The band now plays Yagi Bushi. Thank you. Although one might consider composers of classical music to be a somewhat serious lot, some have been willing to show a lighter side. Ralph Vaughan Williams, the great British composer, showed a self-deprecating wit after hearing his Fourth Symphony for the first time. "Well, I don't know if I like it, but it's what I meant." Born in 1872, died in 1958, he is best loved for his evocative English pastoral style of music. At the conclusion of academic studies, he joined the Folk Song Society, began serious study of old country tunes. Following military service in World War I, he produced operas, symphonies, choral works, and a popular tuba concerto. His love of folk songs is reflected in the English Folk Song Suite for Military Band.
Thank you.
In 1945, the versatile Belgian composer Peter Leemans had dinner with a group of paratroopers, and the commander asked him to compose a march for the unit. Honored by this request, Leemans went home and was able to quickly come up with a melody and write out all the parts. Marches come in many moods: slow, heavy, dignified, some with a lighter treatment. This one is on the quiet side, in the easy-paced European symphonic march style. Here is music as for a patrol, as it marches on from the distance, plays and passes. The band now plays the delightful March of the Belgian Paratroopers. Throughout musical history, composers have turned to the Orient for themes. Perhaps inspired by the reports of Marco Polo and other travelers, they created musical stories we have come to recognize and enjoy. From Madame Butterfly in the Opera House to The King and I on Broadway, they have explored the mystery and enchantment of the Far East. In 1998, the Disney Company followed the pattern with an animated musical rendering of an ancient Chinese legend. This is the story of a headstrong daughter who disguises as a boy in order to take her father's place in the Imperial Army and bring honor to the family. Here is the lovely music from Mulan. Thank you. Concert for this year will be on Thursday, June the 2nd, 6:30 in the evening, Memorial Park, as we traditionally kick off the city's summer series concerts in the park. Once again, you have been a wonderful receptive audience. Over all these years, I've watched those of you who recognize from year to year. I don't know all your names, but you are a loyal and very appreciative bunch, I know. Hope you've enjoyed this program. We're going to send you off for a traditional closing, Stars and Stripes Forever.